spice. If you got good beer, here a little tip that I would like to release.
All right. Well, this Leaf, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How you doing, Deputy D?
Well, I'm doing good. I wasn't expecting to see you in until we had some steelhead reporting.
Yeah, I was just in this neck of the woods and had to tell you about it.
Yeah? What about what? What's going on?
Well, you know, for the first time since I was a kid around here, we're going to be able to keep, quote-unquote, you know, rainbow trout.
Quote-unquote. I know this is...
I'm throwing out the bunny ears here.
Well, this is something that probably is simple enough for you, but it may be kind of hard to decipher for somebody out of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the quote-unquote rainbow trout thing?
Well, you know, I think we touch back upon this quite often because we're trying to make our local... fisheries, you know, or fishermen and fisher ladies around here kind of savvy as to what's really going on. And we always discuss the fact that the rainbow trout is, you know, it's kind of like the poodle and the wolf thing. It's a fish that has been domesticated throughout time to take on traits that we desire. And the red band is a wild, in this case, you know, native trout to this area that has not been domesticated. And that is you know, our steelhead in either the adult or juvenile form, our Oncorhynchus micus gardneri, and that's the red band.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a generic term, like we were talking, you know, a while back, Dolly Vardens and bull trout. And it's just one of those that's been tossed around, and oftentimes it's easier to just kind of lump fish in. And so they look like rainbows.
Okay.
And these fish that we'll want to be catching and keeping in this case are going to be the ones that are under 20 inches with no adipose. And so that'll prove to you that those are the progeny of the steelhead from the hatchery that are just deciding for whatever reason not to go.
Okay, so they've decided to take up residence, and we want them out of there, I'm guessing, because they reproduce with the steelhead that are coming back.
There is a chance of that with the precocious ones and with the males. And as well, you know, they're, as far as I'm concerned, they're eating cutthroat food. And, you know, there's a lot of other fish that could probably do with that food in the river. Mm-hmm. And it's, basically they've residualized at this point. They figure they are not going to go anywhere. And they're just not doing what the program is designed to have them do. Mm-hmm. Naturally, it does happen in the wild, but it's at a disproportionate level if so many of these fish, upon release, are deciding not to go for whatever reason.
Okay, so that makes sense. So let's recap here. So season's going to open on the 15th as scheduled.
Thank the Lord.
Okay. Hallelujah.
The fish gods, thank you. Yes, it's opening on Thursday, Thursday the 15th, and I could not be more stoked. Okay. I've been sitting there next to the riverbank just watching it go by, wishing I could fish. So finally we'll get to crack back into it.
And they're encouraging people to keep these adipose-less fish.
Right. So adipose clip, under 20 inches, up to 5 of those.
Wow.
Just like your standard trout rules in a lot of these lakes, streams, and rivers. And then as well, as always, that 2 adult, not just encouraging you to take those, but it is mandatory that you take your first 2 adult steelhead that's over 20 that are adipose clipped and retain those. And when you're done there, you're done. That's just, I mean, they call it the fish of 1,000 casts, so you should be pretty happy if you end your day with two.
There's 2,000 casts there.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, you're not usually going to get those two hatchery fish within 20 minutes or anything. You're probably going to get a few good hours out there. So just spend them wisely and have fun and retain those fish, because this is this fishery is designed for us to help with the conservation of these fish. And, that's why we have the opportunity to do that. So just keep it in mind and have fun though.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like it's going to be great out there. I mean, this time of year, I could take 365 of them. They're awesome.
Oh man. Yeah. And it's setting up perfectly. It's opening a little bit later, which is kind of a bummer, but the flows have come up as the irrigation has been shut off around here in a lot of places. We've had those blessed rains that have been beautiful. That temperature of the water is perfect. And I'm guaranteeing you, since we've already seen a few earlier in the fall, there's been an additional pulse of fish upriver. So it's going to be really good. It's going to be fun. So everybody just kind of, if you see somebody in the hole, go to the next hole, spread out. Everybody just have fun, because there's going to be fish all up and down it. And I think plenty of opportunities for everybody to get on some too.
You got any room?
You booked? Not much in October, but I have lots in November still.
Okay.
And that is just that's a really good month too, because a lot of the time people have already cashed in all their vacation hours, and if mm-hmm. you've still got some left, you can get over here with me and do some fishing.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you want to stay up to date on the conditions, just what's going on with the regulations, or if you want to book a trip or just need a fishing tip, give me a call, 509-429-7298, or just check me out there at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, or drop me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com so we can get our fish on.
Get yourself a batch of buttermilk cake, baby. Put the suck on the table, baby. Scoff them all down. Fish bites if you got good bait.